What about dip?
Diphtheria?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they were still vaccinated for that.
I think they did. I don't know. They did it one time anyway.
Yeah.
What about a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
That's scarlet fever, isn't it?
Or they turn yellow. Your
cancer?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear yellow?
Yellow fever?
Or something else.
Yellow jaundice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when you have a pain down here, you have to have an operation.
Appendicitis.
And if someone ate something that didn't agree with them and it came back up, you say you have to...
Vomit. Throw up.
Any crude ways of saying that?
Puke.
Okay. And if a person vomited, you say he was sick.
At the stomach.
Huh?
Sick at the stomach.
And say if a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house and seriously interested in her, you say that he was...
Trying to make out.
Okay. Do you ever hear people say he's courting her or sparking?
Yeah, sparking, courting.
Uh-huh. Would you use those terms yourself?
Probably have, you know. Mm-hmm.
It does sound old-fashioned.
Well, it sounds old-fashioned, you know. I mean, I think everybody says now they want to make, you know.
Mm-hmm. And he would be calling her.
He would be calling her.
What?
Boyfriend or steady or something.
And she would be his.
Girlfriend or steady.
And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say if he had been.
Smooching, probably.
Okay. And when a girl stops letting a boy come over to see her, you say she...
Cut him off.
Okay. And he asks her to marry him, but she...
Refused.
Okay. Any other way to say that?
Turned him down.
Okay. And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
Broke it off.
Okay. But if she didn't turn him down and said they went ahead and got...
Married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
Hitched up.
Okay. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is the...
The who?
The boy that stands up with the groom.
The best man.
What about the woman that stands up with the bride?
The bride and maid, you know.
Okay. And this would be before your time, but do you remember hearing people talk about after a couple would get married, other people in the community would come by their house that night and make a lot of noise? Do you ever hear anything about that?
No, I can't ever think anybody ever stayed at home that they got married, really.
Well, a long time ago, when
I never heard of that.
Do you ever hear of a chivalry or a ceremony?
Yeah.
What have you heard of?
A chivalry.
What?
I don't know how to relate it. I've heard it mentioned.
Mm-hmm. And say if if you were in New Orleans last week, you'd say, last week I went.
Went down to New Orleans.
Okay. How would you use the terms down or up or over? Why would you say down to New Orleans?
Because it's south of here.
Mm-hmm.
Up to Hattiesburg. Probably over to Columbia.
Okay. And say if there was some trouble at a party, you'd say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole crowd.
Okay. Any other words besides crowd?
Bunch.
And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you call that a
dance.
And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school.
Start.
Huh?
Start.
Or if they get out of school.
At 4, school was over.
Okay. And if a child left home to go to school and didn't show up that day, you say she
skipped school.
And you go to school together.
Education.
And after high school, you go to
college.
And after kindergarten,
you go to first grade.
Okay. Any old-fashioned name, first grade?
Primary.
Okay. And you say years ago, children sat on benches, but now they sit at
desks.
And each child has his own
desk.